4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Ramona Kapitz in the old break. You know, she actually makes a good point. You know, if this is the start of year 19, like
that is correct.
Right, 4 hours every day for 19. Don't you think that's like worth some like gold watches from Turner's? I don't mean plated. I mean,
I know, solid.
Right. We mean solid, actual gold from Turner's Jewelers, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, or like, you know, some gift certificates for Turner's Jewelers like, you know, $5,000.
Yeah.
Something of that sort.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I would think so. Don't you think? I mean,
I think.
Shouldn't there be something? I mean, shouldn't there be?
I think so.
Right. Shouldn't there be something? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
Right, yeah. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living with Henry Winkler. You don't. He's weird. I mean, just stay here. Call the Green Law Firm. David Green will help you. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back, where they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up. David's got great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution no matter what your issue is. Look, as a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from a local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, green. Law.legal. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
I'm good. Happy New Year, Walt.
Happy New Year,
Ramona.
John. Thank you, John.
It's funny, Walt, because, you know, I shop at Turner's quite frequently, and they don't give me a $5,000 credit, but maybe they'll give it to you, and I'm not sure what you got Ramona for.
Oh, no, we want the station to pay.
Yeah, you're misunderstanding.
Yeah, we want the station.
Well, maybe I'll make a donation towards that to celebrate your 19 years, but I think I'm going to wait to 20 years.
Yeah.
That makes it official.
Yeah,
19's kind of like. 19's kind of like.
Thanks for your support.
But John.
You're messing it up, John.
Right. And you got to consider that she has threatened to kill me, so if we don't make it there. You know?
Yeah. You know? Well, good.
I think I'm going to wait the 20 years.
He'd be dead, not be in jail.
Yeah, and by the way, Ramona, if somebody does kill me, they're going to look at you first since you've admitted it on air.
Yeah, look at me, and they'll go, man. Must have been self-defense.
And all I'm asking for is some house shoes. I got a hole in my house shoes when I walk the dog.
Yeah, well, you also have a yacht, my man. So we're not going to be too concerned about your house shoes.
Yeah, we don't forget.
Exactly,
you spent your house shoe money on your yacht.
Hey, Walt, I got three questions, and I'm going to try to make it quick. I promise you. Listen. I know that you've watched every football game religiously, and I don't know if you've noticed, but the quarterbacks are taking a beating, a mortal beating.
They are.
And Gunnar Stockton,
poor Gunnar
that
Stockton.
Hit yesterday,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the man got back up. Give him kudos. Give kudos to the quarterbacks. So my second question is this.
By the way, I don't. One of those hits on Stockton, I thought was a targeting. I thought it was a clear launch.
I thought it was targeting
at a defenseless
player. Right there in
player.
The third quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. But so here's the deal. You know, there's a lot of teams in the transfer portal, or there's a lot of teams looking to the transfer portal to get a quarterback. And LSU, this bothers me, Walt. This really bothers me. They're talking about Chambliss, and they're talking about DJ Lagway, and they're talking about a kid out of Montana who is at South Dakota State, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But DJ Lagway is heavy. I mean, he needs to lose some weight to be more mobile.
That's
okay?
Thick.
And then Trinidad Chambliss.
A.K.A. fat is what he's saying.
Thick.
Fat.
Right. I mean, Chambliss may not get another year of eligibility. So
well, you know, and look, here's another thing. I mean, I think Chambliss just played the best game of his life against an SEC defense that people wanted to say was really playing great football. I have to wonder if he's not going to use this as a jumping off point now to the NFL.
Right. I mean, exactly. So if he leaves and that's the number one target, and then Lagway from Florida, okay, how long, I mean, what do we have, 3 days from now to January the 5th? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think Lagway has ability. I think he flashed that as a freshman. You just got to find it again and coach it out of him. But I think he has talent.
When I looked at his stats today, you're the one that does stats, Walt. I can't remember all of them, and God bless you for the knowledge that you have, because I'm telling you, if I had to try to study all of these players, I would be mind-boggled to the swamps in Louisiana, which is where I'm from. But I can tell you this, it is really, really intriguing to me. When you're trying to put one piece of the puzzle together, which is quarterback, because you've mentioned it a million times on your show, that's the most important position.
Yep.
If neither one of those two work out, where the hell do you go? I'm sorry, Walt. Just tell me.
Well, the portal is going to be fat with quarterbacks. Now, some of these guys have already made surprising decisions, like Bailey stayed at NC State, and some of these guys are actually staying home. But I think the portal is still going to be rich with quarterbacks. There's going to be lots of options. LSU, I mean, I haven't seen anything on Mestemaker as yet.
Mestemaker is not going to LSU, I can tell you that.
Why?
Well, because he's going to want upwards of $5 million.
Yeah, but I thought you guys had decided that you were going to fund everything Lane wanted to do. I mean...
There's some truth to that, Walt, but here's the deal. Eventually, the checkbook gets a little tight. Yours and mine both. I mean, eventually it gets a little tight. How much can you spend?
Well, not yours. You have a yacht. I don't have a yacht. Not yours. You're good.
Okay. And I'm in the process of buying a bigger one.
Oh, nice.
But
complaining about the holes in his house shoes, Ramona.
Yeah.
On his bigger yacht.
Okay, Walt. So,
you know, here's what happened, bro. This is like the funniest thing ever. And John actually sent me this. This is the funniest thing ever. John's got his yacht, parked, Ramona. Wherever it is, he parks his yacht. And who was it, John? Was it the governor? I can't remember. The governor or somebody, Ramona, came in.
No, it's Sadiq Khan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The owner of the Jags. That's right. That's what it was, Ramona. So Sadiq Khan, the owner of the Jags, comes in and parks his much bigger yacht right next to John's.
No, not much bigger. A mega.
Yeah.
Mega.
And that's where John decided he needs a bigger yacht himself, because his yacht paled in comparison to Khan's.
Well, mine, just for clarification, mine's 60 foot. His is 460 feet.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know.
So, I mean, I got a toilet compared to his.
Okay, well, your 60-foot yacht is bigger than all of the other yachts owned by the other listeners on Road Rage, which is probably zero.
Okay, thanks, Walt. I appreciate that. Thanks for the kudos. But listen, you and Ramona are still invited anytime you want to come. But listen, here's my question, Walt, on a serious note. How much money do you spend? Because you've mentioned Clemson does not have a quarterback on the roster, I'm thinking the same thing with LSU. I don't think Van Buren is the guy that's going to take them to the next step. But do you sign a one-year guy, or do you groom Van Buren? And I get it. The Clemson fans are asking the same question.
Yeah.
Do you sign a one-year guy, or do you trust that Vezina may be able to mature and whatever? Because that's my question.
Well, all I know,
and there's a lot of teams that have that question.
Well, all I know is this, John. Last year, we watched two transfer portal quarterbacks play for the national championship. This year, again, we watched the top two Heisman finisher, top two Heisman finishers, including the winner, both transfer portal quarterbacks. The teams that are left all have transfer portal quarterbacks. And, you know, I think while I admit that it is risky to invest a lot of money in one player, especially in the event that player gets injured, it's a risk. It's also a risk not to have a guy at that position, because without him, you don't matter. And so to me, I just think it's a position that you have to go after. Yeah, because you're not gonna overcome that, because you're not gonna beat the Mendozas or the Dante Moores of the world any of these guys, the Chambliss of the world.
But they're one of a kind too, Walt. I mean, there's a lot to that. But I mean, they're one of a kind too. Like you get lucky and get.
But they're not all one of a kind, John. I mean, all these teams left have transfer portal quarterbacks. You know, so they're not all one of a kind. And I think there's enough evidence that says, look, if you don't have, listen, I'm not saying you need a transfer portal quarterback. What I'm saying is you need. Here's the thing, John. You need an elite player at that position if you are going to matter on the national stage. Now, you can get that elite player from the high school ranks and develop them, and maybe you hit, or maybe you just miss. Maybe you spend a lot of time, and you get your five-star guy, and it turns out your five-star guy is DJ Uiagalelei or Cade Klubnik. And they're just
right. They're
just not that good. Meanwhile, you can just go to the portal where somebody else has already recruited and to some extent developed and played your quarterback, and you can pick and choose from a vast menu of guys that you don't that don't have the risk.
But isn't it true, Walt, that there's a lot of quarterbacks, and I all day they were like, well, this guy backed up this guy, he's super good, but he didn't get the start. An example of that is at Miami. An example of that is at Georgia. An example of that is, I mean, the examples go on and on. But, I mean, obviously you're betting on being able to groom a guy, you know, because if they're starters, they're not leaving. But you're betting on this guy that's right behind him to have the talent, the physical arm, all of the –
Well, wait a minute. Because again,
then you've got to put him into your system.
But lots of starters leave. I mean, Mestermaker at North Texas is leaving because he's playing at a smaller school and is looking for a bigger opportunity and a bigger payday. I mean, Mendoza left Cal. He was the starting quarterback at Cal. He was on my list for 3 years, and he's finally fulfilled that potential. I saw the potential in him 3 years ago, and. You know, and so I think the Chambliss guy is the rare one, the one who sort of comes from nowhere. I mean, Josh Allen came from nowhere. Josh Allen, nobody recruited Josh Allen. I mean, he went to junior college and then went to Wyoming. But the reality is there are a lot of options in the quarterback marketplace, which is what it is. There's something for almost everybody. You've got to pick and choose wisely, and you got to look at the talent level and can you develop them and all that stuff. But what you know going in is if you're picking guys who have played college football, that's an inherent advantage over trying to develop a high school guy. Again, the quarterback.
Well, Kelly's standing right here, so I got to tell you this, Walt. She doubted me last night when I took Ole Miss and made $1,500 on the over and under, and I bet it two ways. I bet Ole Miss to win that thing, and she's like, babe, you really, really need to catch up. Caught up last night, broke even, and I'm super, super happy about that.
We're good.
But I haven't done the underdog thing yet, but what I want to tell you is you guys have a blessed and happy new year. You know you can always call me, Walt.
Thank you,
I love
John.
You. Thank you. Ramona both.
You and Kelly have a happy New Year as well, John. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that problem, Ramona. He's buying a bigger yacht. His problem is his house shoes have holes in them. From the man who's buying a bigger yacht.
I don't feel sorry.
No, if John was looking for sympathy on that, on the house shoes deal, I think that ship has also sailed.
I think so. I saw that picture too.
The picture, though, the picture of John's yacht, Ramona, docked where it was, and then to have the owner of the Jaguars come in and park his 460-foot yacht right next to yours.
No, that's pretty crazy.
It gives you a complex. John was like the biggest fish in the harbor there, Ramona, and then this dude had to come in, and that now has led John to want to get a bigger yacht. No, I don't think he's getting a 460-foot one. You know, he may just have tried to do something to make sure that Khan can't park his 460-foot yacht.
Probably, yeah.
Next to his
anymore. Send him to the slot.
At the very least. And he sent me that photo, bro. It was very funny. It really was.
I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you saw the photo of it?
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah.
That was truly funny. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Yeah, I have the wrong one there, Ramona, I think. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. NFL season is in full swing. College football is still being played. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll get to unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, even some surprises sprinkled in. Now's the best time to get in the game. You can make picks and win right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. It'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I'm really interested in this Niners-Seattle game. I like higher. I have not had a chance yet to get in, but I will. As soon as the show ends, I'll be getting in on Underdog, and I'll be looking at the numbers for the Niners and Seattle, and I will be looking at hires in that game. The Niners have no defense whatsoever, but they have an offense that is scoring a ton of points. Seattle, again, a prolific team. These teams have both been involved in some shootouts of late. Seattle was involved in a shootout with the Rams. The Niners were involved in a shootout with the Bears. I think both offenses are pretty prolific, and I think in an offensive kind of football game, which is what it's destined to be, you're going to see high numbers. Now, the numbers that you're going to be offered are probably a little higher, but still, I don't think they're in keeping with what you're going to see. So I would be, again, I've not had a chance yet to sign in and look at the numbers, but I am leaning towards higher on all numbers involved in that football game. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. So imagine, you just sign in, play $5, you get $75 in bonus money, and that's going to then open up all these boosts and gimme picks and deal reveals to you. So as a newbie, you're going to get all sorts of special bonus stuff. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the apply. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, we have only 40 minutes left. We still have major football games to cover. I want to talk about Miami, Ohio State. I want to talk about Oregon, Texas Tech. And we have Clemson basketball to get to, too. So we had a full slate in the last 40 minutes. Waltip Tulu Road Rage. You know, Ramon, I have no idea what day it is. It just
I have to keep telling myself it's
right,
Friday,
that is
not
Friday.
Monday.
The whole thing is, like, so screwed up. You know, it's like we just have no idea. Quick break.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
Time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Texas, would love your thoughts on SMU and Wake Forest games tonight. Love your show and Happy New Year. I believe that, Ramona, what were the spreads that we played those games with? I believe I took Arizona against SMU. That's despite Jennings. And I took, I think Arizona's really playing good football at the end of the year. And I just think they're better. SMU losing to Cal, I thought it was fairly shocking at the end of the year. So I like the way Arizona was playing at the end of the season. So I took Arizona in that game. What was the spread in that game?
Arizona SMU?
Yeah.
Which batch was that in?
The last batch we played.
The last one we got?
Yeah. They were at the end.
Okay.
At the end. Go to the bottom.
Okay. Still don't see them.
At the bottom.
This last batch... I'm getting them all confused.
This 19 years you've seen on.
I know this last batch. I don't even know where we're at now.
Ramona, this.
I don't know.
Listen.
Yes.
The section of 20 games.
Oh, okay, I think I figured that out. Go ahead and talk while
I'm talking. I'm talking to you. So they're at the end. They're at the end of that section.
There we are. Arizona, 3 points.
Arizona's a 3-point favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Frank, I took Arizona in that game. And then the Wake Forest game, I took – what's the spread on that deal?
3, Mississippi State.
I believe I took Wake Forest in that game. I debated that game. I don't feel great
you
about it.
You did. You took Wake Forest. I took Mississippi State.
I basically took the points. Here's the thing. on that game, I would expect, assuming that the weather is fine, I would expect Wake Forest, Mississippi State to see a lot of offense and not much defense. We'll see. And I would think that it would be a higher scoring game. So again, if you're on Underdog looking for something, I would look at those. So far so good. So I hit the Texas State game. Ben's already changing that Texas thing, so that gets me another win. So like 26-9 or something, and then 27 with the Texas State game, and which you also hit, and Navy breaking loose right now. Let's go Navy, because that's the next one. Things are going about as well as they could. I mean, it's sort of like a little insane run here.
It is insane, but cool.
It is. So we'll see whether it lasts. There was still some. So are you saying we have the new games to pick already?
Oh my God! Don't confuse me. No, the latest thing I have is what everybody picked all the way down to Georgia. That's the latest thing I have.
Okay. All right. So the national semifinals, etc. We don't have those as yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. The last game on the group, the latest group I have is Mississippi and Georgia.
Okay. Okay. Which
tells what happened.
Which we got right.
Yeah. I don't think we.
Did you take Ole Miss or Georgia?
I think I took Mississippi. I don't know.
Okay. You know, again.
I took Mississippi.
Well, good, because
I got that one right. It's black. Okay.
Yeah, they won the game. You know, I think when you, once again, I think the SEC after this season, especially if Ole Miss doesn't go on to win the national title, there's gonna be nothing left to say about the SEC. Whatever bogus arguments they want to make, they're not gonna have any arguments to make. I mean, again, the ship has sailed. It's over. You just can't keep spinning the same nonsense. No one's buying your crap anymore. No one's buying that Alabama belongs in a playoff. No one's buying that ever again. It's just, that's the reality, unless they get dramatically better. Yeah, but the truth about the league is, the league is just a league now. It's no better than the ACC or anybody else. It may have more teams, and maybe they'll get to that point. I don't know, but they're not there now because, again, what's happened and the big change in all of it is that what made the SEC the dominant league for all of history was the defensive front sevens. The defensive front sevens in the SEC were physically dominant, and that's what separated that league from everybody else. They're just not anymore. Name me one physically dominant front seven in the SEC right now. You can't. There aren't any. There aren't. I mean, there are some decent ones, but there's nothing. There's not a physically dominant SEC elite front seven defensively. It just isn't. And so the league is just not that great. And it's shown up. It's shown up the last 2 years, and it's showing up again, where four of the five teams have already been eliminated, and the only one left is Ole Miss, who nobody but me believed in. So and we'll see what happens to them moving forward. If they lose to Miami, what are you going to say then? If Ole Miss loses to Miami, you could have a lot. The SEC will lose another game to an ACC team in a bowl game, and this time it'll be a playoff game. Texas said, Peyton Walbro says, I argued with my buddy for 2 hours last night, telling him the SEC sucks. It does. I mean, it does. There's nothing to argue about. It's over. You can't even make the argument. You're just a league. You're no better, no different than anybody else. And you can't even debate it anymore. And again, I gave you the reason why. The football reason why. It's as clear as day when you watch these teams. You know, when even going back to when Nick Saban was at Alabama, he had dominant defensive front sevens. But you go further back, and the SEC always dominated in that way. They're just better. They had more athletes. That's where all the athletes went. And that league stockpiled all the athletes, and they had great defensive front sevens. And that's what made the league special. It's what made them different. Nothing else made the league different. It certainly wasn't the quarterback play over all those decades. It was the defensive front sevens that made the league better than everybody else. Well, they don't have that anymore. They just plainly don't. It couldn't be more obvious that they don't. I mean, it just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So That's why we are where we are with the SEC. And again, they just don't matter. Texter said, Justin says, TJ Moore could be trolling, but he's liking tweets about him leaving, hopefully messing with people. Well, you know what? I mean, first of all, I don't know why you would do that to begin with, if that's true. And again, I haven't seen it, and I believe you, Justin. I just haven't seen it. But I don't know why you would do that. I don't know what would make anybody think that would be a good idea. I'll just leave it alone. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Texas said, do you think the last expansion of Texas and Oklahoma was a mistake? Hurt the league? No, actually, I mean, I think those are now two of the better teams in the league already. But and I would think that moving forward, those teams have a chance to really enhance the profile of the SEC as a whole. But I think that we saw plenty. Again, even in this bowl season, that the league just can't physically dominate anybody anymore. And that's what separates them. By the way, Horvath just threw another touchdown pass, and they screwed up the extra point. Oh, this is a killer, Ramona. They screwed up the extra point, so it's 20. There's a flag down. I don't know what the flag is. It's 20-7. It looks like Navy's leaving the field, so the flag is against Navy. So it's 20-7. No, they called offsides against Cincinnati. So I don't know why Navy was leaving the field. Unless now they're going to go for two. We shall see. They're showing the Cincinnati coaching staff right now. It's not helpful. It's not helpful on what they're going to do. So Cincinnati jumps, and instead of it being 20-7, on the botched extra point. No, Navy's just going to kick again. So, pending the extra point, 10:15 left in the third quarter, and Navy about to go. We need this extra point, Ramona, because it would give us a tie. It's another bad snap. It's good. So, 21-7. So, we get a little comfort zone now, Ramona, on Navy, which is good. Texter, Illini J says, is Morris going to be the Clemson OC? It certainly looks like it. I mean, it looks like that's where we're headed. I guess we will see in due time. Lots to get to. 654-7627. You can get in if you would like. Before we go on, I'm missing things. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. That's insane. They're the most experienced, you think? They have the best ratings and reviews. You can't drive anywhere without seeing Gilstrap roofs. By the way, Ramona, that was also true 90 years ago. You know, if you're going out in your wagon, Ramona, your horse-drawn wagon 90 years ago, you would have still seen Gilstrap roofs. Hey, listen, Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, it's Gilstrap Roofing. Serving the upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across four generations. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. They are incredible. They just did Daredevil's roof, and a bunch of other people wanted, a bunch of the neighbors wanted them to do their roofs too after seeing Daredevil's roof. So by all means, call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They are 100% the best in the business. All right. A couple more games, and we got to get to some Clemson basketball too. In terms of in terms of the Miami and Ohio State game, look, I've watched Carson Beck every game Carson Beck's ever played. All right, one of my problems with Carson Beck is up until that game the other day, he had always been a pufta. Okay? Anytime he had ever needed 8 yards on the scramble, he slid at six. There was just never any sign of the type of toughness that Gunnar Stockton regularly displays. Carson Beck played the best football game of his life against Ohio State. If you were expecting him to throw for 300 yards against Ohio State, it's your expectations that are the problem. No one's doing that. Ohio State's defense is super elite. Listen, football is about winning. That's what it's about. It's about winning and losing. It's not about yardage, okay? The losers frequently win the yardage. How do they win? Because they're trailing, and so they have to produce yardage. That's how they win the yardage. And that's what happened in that game. When you're playing from in front, you're 14 points in front, you don't need yardage. You need to control the game, control the controllables, win the game. Carson Beck was surgical in that football game. He threw for 140 yards or whatever it was. He completed most of his passes. Most of those were short, really good throws that were drive extenders. That's how you win the game against Ohio State. You don't hold the ball. You don't fumble when you take a hit because you're holding the ball. You get the ball out of your hands. You make short, quick, decisive throws that enable you to possess the ball and move the ball and win the game and complement your run game. And you have to take some plays and run as a quarterback. You have to win the game also with your legs. Carson Beck physically committed to running the football in a way he never had before. There were several key plays, winning and losing plays, in which Carson Beck dove head first. He didn't slide. There was no sliding in this game. Carson Beck knew what was at stake. He knew what his reputation was, and he was interested in changing it, and he did. He dove head first. On the final drive of the game, he made the two biggest plays. One was a 6-yard run, 7-yard run, whatever it was, in which he dove head first to get every yard. And then the next was a quick out throw for 5 yards that picked up the first down and enabled that drive to continue. That's what Carson Beck did. He played the best game of his entire college career. It's, again, you're playing Ohio State, okay? They're the favorite, one of the favorites to win the whole thing. The defending national champion. The goal here was not to see if you can throw for 300 yards and do a bunch of stupid things and fumble the ball and take hits. The goal was to play smart football, to play physical football. Carson Beck, without question, played the most physical football game of his career. And I was writing this and saying it. And then Dvorak started saying it too. And he was right. Beck helped his team to win the game. They don't win the game without him. It's, again, it's not about yardage. Carson Beck didn't care whether he beat Julian Sain in yardage. Sain made the critical mistake that Carson Beck did not make. That's what separates winning and losing. I don't care about Sain throwing for yards once Ohio State is trailing by 2 touchdowns. Of course he has to throw for yards. It's meaningless. What matters is the things that Beck did to help his team win the game. And he has never done those things before. So, honestly, I thought Carson Beck, without question, played the toughest of his career. There had been no moment prior in his career where he had ever exhibited any of that. There have been no head-first dives to make winning plays. He did it multiple times in that game. Multiple times he sold out. One of those times was like a 3rd and long, and he knew exactly where the first down marker was, and to get it, he had to dive through contact, and he did it. He's never done those things before. He's never done those things. He played a flawless game. He managed the game in the way the game, in the only way that Miami was going to beat Ohio State. He had to do these things in order for Miami to win. He did all of them. So, a guy I've criticized many times, and with good reason, not on Saturday, or not in this game. Carson Beck was a hero in this game. He is one of the key reasons why Miami advanced. Now, he's not the only reason. Fletcher is the leader of that team on offense. Bane is the leader on defense. Those dudes all played big-time football. Miami won the line of scrimmage. I wrote on Twitter that, to me, Miami more resembled last year's, and this was before or during the game, and I had already picked Miami to win outright, obviously, but and, you know, Robert, by the way, a couple of you people who called me the other day, I don't know where you are. Who was in the last segment the other day?
I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it? Okay. Well, in any case, you guys know who you were. You people who were calling me, telling me Ohio State was going to blow out Miami. I haven't heard from any of you people today. There were multiple people on Wednesday who called me to tell me that, was it Wednesday? No, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Multiple people on Tuesday called me to tell me Ohio State was going to blow out Miami. There's just no way that was going to happen because of Miami's line of scrimmage. James. James, Robert, you guys were all at Ohio State in a blowout. Well, that was never going to happen, and it didn't happen as we tried to tell you. And Miami was the better team, and they made the winning plays, and they did not make the mistakes. And part of the reason they won is, listen, Julian Sain has more talent than Carson Beck does, but the reason Miami won is that Carson Beck is the more advanced version. He is the Will Howard from last year. He doesn't have to throw for 300 yards. He has to be smart. He has to be smart and make winning plays for Miami, and he did that. So kudos to him. That's the first time I've ever said that about Carson Beck. I know we're running late. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Final sale of the year is on. This sale has now been extended to January 10th, so you have basically a week more. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. With discounts this big, these vehicles are going to go fast. Big news. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams. Year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new cars, discounted up to new trucks, discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Insane. Yeah, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving $10,000 on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or new Ram, go test drive them both, compare them side by side, see which works for best for you. Also, they have an incredible selection of low mileage, one owner, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate, and they're all clearance priced for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers are starting the new year off with a road trip to Pittsburgh to take on the Pitt Panthers. With this being the first game of 2026, the Tigers look to start the new year off right with a win. Broadcast begins at 11:30 a.m. with tip-off scheduled at noon. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years. That's how long Joe Roberson and son have been roofing homes and businesses right here in the upstate. For generations, they've protected families, local businesses, and landmarks you pass every day. Look around. There's a good chance the roof over your favorite restaurant, your neighbor's home, or even the building you're driving by is a Joe Roberson and son roof. Why have families trusted them for six decades? Because this is a family business built on honest workmanship, fair pricing, and doing the job right every single time. And with Joe Roberson and Son, you don't pay a dime until the job is completed to your satisfaction. If you need roofing service or a new roof, trust the family that upstate families have trusted for 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 864-246-0886. That's 864-246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Well, this one Georgia loser is still at it, still trying to come up with things. I mean, it like denying, like for 20 years we've slotted Vegas and done all this stuff, and like this dude follows me. I don't follow him. I mean, you know, but again, he's such a B that he can't even acknowledge that I was right about his team losing and all the reasons why. Hit every single one of them. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, it's just the way it is sometimes. Hey, is this real? Somebody tell me if this is real. Orange Bill sent me this. This is a Paul Feinbaum. It's giving us a quote saying it wasn't that impressive. I'd like to see Indiana go through the same gauntlet as Alabama's schedule and see if they even make the playoffs. Did he really say this, or is this just, I don't know what's real and what's not. I can't imagine this is real. Listen, Feinbaum already has a credibility issue, but if this is real, then his credibility is going the way of Herb Street. I mean, there's just no, that cannot be real. Ramon, I was sent one of the funniest things ever by Shelley. This is a meme that's floating around the internet, apparently. It's the it's the band Alabama, right? And yeah. And they're all wearing Indiana jerseys, and above them it says Indiana. The band Alabama. That's absolutely hysterical.
I like that.
Oh, that's absolutely hysterical. That is good stuff. That is good stuff right there. We still have some biz stick here. Let me get to Robert. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you, Robert.
I'm here to eat my crow.
Well, Robert, you're an honest man.
Yeah, you know, first of all, you don't ever expect Carson Beck to play like that. He never demonstrated that ever in his history. Second of all, I didn't realize that Hartline wasn't going to be calling the plays and that Ryan Day was going to be calling the plays. I'm not sure that was such a good idea. I know that circumstances kind of dictated it, but what did you think about that? I mean, Ryan Day.
Well, look, I think Ryan Day is a much better play caller than Hartline. Much better. I don't think it's close. I watch Ryan Day carve up legitimate Georgia teams.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I saw during the broadcast that they were saying Mel Kiper has Reuben Bain 19th in the draft. That dude sure looks like a top five pick to me. What about you?
Okay. Here's the thing. All right. And people can hate this all they want, but but the NFL has strict positional guidelines of what they need guys to be. And it's time proven. There's a reason for it. It's not just some ridiculous, nonsensical reason. And the question about Reuben Bain is going to be his arm length. It just is. He has 31-inch arms. That's going to be the question. Because when NFL offensive tackles, we're not playing college anymore, when 6'6", 330-pound offensive tackles with 35-inch arms get their arms into you, they can control you. And that's the concern. Now, I think with Reuben Bain, I think he's one of the great college leaders we've ever seen. And I think he's respected by every person on that football team. And I think he's going to be really impressive in NFL interviews. So
I would hope that people would see what I see. And I just know these two players because they're Clemson guys. But he's a better Grady Jarrett and definitely a better DJ Reader. And both of them guys have very successful NFL careers.
Well, again, Bain's going to play on the edge.
Short arms or not.
Bain's going to play on the edge, so it's a little bit different in that regard. You're talking about defensive tackles, and they're going up against guards. So, you know, it's a different thing.
I just look at them as players who have nonstop motors, who do what they have to do in order to win what they're trying to do on defense. And I mean, you just can't. Those guys just don't fall off of trees every day.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I like both those defensive ends. I like Bain and Mesidor. I actually think Mesidor may have a slightly more advanced pass rush skill set, but Bain is so powerful and so explosive at that size. And we'll see. But I think, as of today, I think that Kiper's actually in the right range with that. Now, he's moved him all around. That's the problem with Kiper, like always. But I think he's in that conversation. Now, look, there are a lot of NFL teams who have Bain as round two guy. I think that would be dumb, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that at all. But then again, I don't understand the draft process at all. So, yeah, Walt, I mean, you're gonna talk about me and my Ohio State pick. You got to give me a little bit of love because a couple of weeks ago I was talking about that Ole Miss could beat Georgia now that Knucklehead's gone from the sidelines, if you recall. So I didn't say they were going to win, but I said there was a possibility.
I did say they were going to win.
Yeah, you did. You said that you had posted on X. Which I'm not on X.
Well,
I hadn't seen
no,
it,
I mean, I said it at the bowl show too. I mean, I've said it multiple times on air, and I made that prediction at the bowl preview show, but Robert, it was just look, you had Ohio State killing Miami. That was more of the conversation.
Yeah, that makes for a better show. I do agree with that. One last thing, and I'll get off of here. I do love that a lot of the talk has gone to especially after, you know, during, before the game, during the game, and after the game, about how Indiana has a bunch of no stars playing on their defense. And I just wish that, you know, all of these people who want Clemson to open up the bank and spend $40 million on all these supposed, you know, five-star players, you don't have to do that. You can get – those guys were zero stars coming out of high school, one, two, and three stars in the transfer portal. You can make a team as long as you've got the coaches – to coach them up.
Yeah, you better have their coaching staff, Robert. But also, you know, again, Indiana spent a lot of money in the portal, and you know, and I think that's another key to that. It's not just all magic. I think they have a lot of really talented players. I think now I don't mean you, but I mean now we're to the point where we're saying, look what Indiana's doing with all these two stars. But they have there are a lot of really good players on that football team. So there's some talent in that mix. Hey Robert, good talking to you as always. Thank you. I knew you'd come strong. Thank you, Robert. Let me tell you about my guy Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellon Mushroom in Clemson. If you need someone who knows the law and it's going to be on your side, that's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, is 1011 Tiger Boulevard. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you in court. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured to any kind of accident. You need to call Nick Lavery. He will help you. Let him guide you. Don't make any decisions without speaking to Nick. Wrongful death, if your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and to get the help that you need. How to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard. And kids get in trouble. It's even harder if your child says they're in trouble with the law. So what do you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, free, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. Clemson basketball, man, I wanted to get to this earlier, and I hate this, but a good win at Syracuse, a tough win. Clemson tough to win out on the road. It wasn't always pretty. It's not always going to be pretty. It's hard to win on the road. I thought that off of every timeout, I thought Brad drew up some great stuff. Clemson basically got layups and easy, wide-open looks off of every stoppage, off of every timeout. It's the genius of Brad Brown-Allen's staff. I thought they were terrific in that regard. And obviously, Dylan hit two big threes late in the game, one of them on a great feed, a great dribble penetration by Porter and a kick out. And Dylan continues to make big plays at the end of games. I think Pittsburgh's going to be a little more difficult than people think. The Corin kid is big, physical. I'll be interested to see his matchup with R.J. Gottfried. Pitt went to Miami the other day, led Miami by 12 or 13. It was like 45-32 at the half. Miami eventually won. They hit some really difficult threes down the stretch. I do not think this will be easy. I'll take a one-point win on the road against Pittsburgh. I would be more than happy to have that. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks to all of you, and we will see you on
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
North Showdown on Sunday night. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Ed Benkin. Bowl action continues on ESPN Radio and ESPN. It is